Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Johnny Buren of the Russell Tyler Ruthin FFA Chapter in Minnesota. She was just awarded the proficiency first place in equine science. Johnny, tell me a little bit about what does winning this award mean to you?
It's pretty exciting winning because it's just another thing that shows that all my hard work pays off.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from rural Minnesota, southwest Minnesota. Always grew up with horses, so I knew that was my passion when I was, like, before I could walk, horses were what I wanted to do. And I work with draft horses, actually, so they're like kind of like the Budweiser Clydesdales if you don't have much experience with them. And then we just, as a family, we show them across the United States. And then that's kind of what got me into the job of working for a six-horse hitch, is because a draft horse, like the industry, it's like a big family. Everyone knows everyone, and that's what got me involved. Someone saw me working, and they must have liked what they saw, and then I got connected, and now that's how I started working in draft horses, with draft horses.
Tell me more about your SAE project that got you here today.
So that's kind of what I was saying before. Like, I grew up with horses. That's what I always done. So I just naturally knew that's what I wanted to do. And then I filled out a proficiency because I had all this stuff. And my ag teacher was like, go for this, go for this. So I did. And it was kind of good because I like talking about what I do, because not a lot of people work with draft horses or know what's going on with them. So it's just kind of good to get that out there.
Tell me some challenges that you have overcome in your SAE.
A big challenge for me is, like, professionalism, because I'm not the most professional person out there. I'm more of, like, laid-back, casual. And working for a professional hitch, you have to, like, wear a uniform. You have to talk to bystanders and passerbyers at fairs. So that was kind of hard for me, being, acting to a professional level. And then, like, along with that, making decisions, because with working with horses, it's not always the same routine. Like, you're always doing something a little different, and you always need to make decisions quick. So making those as I continue to grow is one challenge that's been hard for me.
What about some big life lessons that you've learned throughout your SAE project?
Definitely work ethic. That's probably the biggest thing I've learned. Without these horses, I wouldn't know. Like, I don't know what else I would do. So it's really pushed me to work hard. And with this, it's what you put in is what you get out. So how much work you put in with the horses, that's how much you're going to get out. So it really just pushes you to work and be the best you can be with them.
Who would you like to thank that helped get you here today?
I'd like to thank a couple people, but for getting here specifically, my ag advisor, Jen Borsma. She really pushed me to talk about what I do. She knows I don't really like to talk about it. I just like to do it. So she really pushed me to show what I can do.
When you hang up the blue jacket, what's next for you?
I'm actually in my first year of college at SDSU in Brookings, South Dakota, and I'm majoring in animal science pre-vet. So I plan to be a large animal veterinarian, and then on the side, I still want to show horses.
That was Johnny Buren of the Russell Tyler Ruthin FFA chapter in Minnesota. She just won the Proficiency Award in Equine Science, sponsored by the Tater Farm and Ranch Equipment and Tractor Supply Company. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.